Be'etz Hashem, we are now beginning the shir in Parshas Kisisa. It's Mitzvah Shushan Purim, which is Tez Zayin Ador Tovshin Ayin Zayin, which corresponds to the English date March 13th, 2017. And we're going to focus on the Mitzvah of Kedushas Shabbos that's brought down in Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa is famous for other mitzvahs, other discussions, such as Machzis HaShekel. The beginning of the Parsha talks about giving a half a shekel. The Parsha Kisisa talks about the infamous historical episode of Egel HaZohav, the golden calf, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're going to spend time talking about Kedushas Shabbos and how it affects us and how we should apply ourselves to this mitzvah that happens once a week from beginning of time, from the beginning of the creation of the world. Please turn in the art scroll, Chumash, to page 490. It's Pasuk, beginning Pasuk Yud Beis. We're going to begin reading some psukim, and then I like to digress into some of the commentaries. Vayom Hashem el Moshe Lema, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, V'yatar Dabir b'nei Yisrael, you shall speak to the Jewish people, Leimor, saying, Ach es shavsoisai tishmayu, but my Shabbos you shall guard, ki ois hi b'ni u'b'neichem, because this is a sign between me and between you, l'dovar seichem, for your generations to come, l'das to know, ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I am Hashem who have made you holy. Ushmartem es Shabbos, and you shall guard Shabbos, ki kodesh hi lachem, because Shabbos is holy for you. Mechalaleha meishumas, one who desecrates Shabbos shall be guilty of death, shall be put to death, ki kol ha'osav ha'malacha, whoever does malacha, v'nichos ha'nevah shahin yikerev ha'meha, that soul will be cut off from her people. Sheishes yamim ye'osim malacha, for 6 days work shall be done. Uvayoyim ha'shivii, and on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosom, to be a day of holiness, a day of rest. Kodesh Hashem, holiness to Hashem. Kol osim malacha v'yom ha'shabbos meishumas, whoever does work on that day shall be put to death. V'shomer b'nei Yisrael as ha'Shabbos, and the Jewish people shall guard Shabbos, last is ha'Shabbos, l'doros and b'ris olam. They shall guard it to observe Shabbos for an everlasting commitment, an everlasting covenant. B'nei u'vein b'nei Yisrael ha'otzi li'olam, between me and between the Jewish people, there shall be a sign forever. K'sheshish yomim osa Hashem es ha'shamayim v'es ha'oretz, for Hashem has made the heavens and the earth in 6 days, uveyom ha'shvi'i, and on the seventh day, shavas v'inafa. He rested and he relaxed, and he was refreshed, he was relaxed. And as Mefarshim explaining, this is not that Hashem was tired at the end of the creation of the world, it's that He modeled us. He was our role model. That he worked for 6 days and he rested on the seventh. So this is basically a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This command is actually repetition of the fourth commandment from the Seres HaDibros. Because the fourth commandment of the Seres HaDibros is Zechor Yisrael Shabbos L'Kadshei, remember Shabbos to keep it holy. and therefore this is just a continuation of the commandment of the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim al Torah, which I'm going to use a lot of his commentary today, mentions that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah 12 times. The importance of Shabbos is mentioned 12 times. Just to bring out the importance of how integral Shabbos is to the Jewish people and how important they should consider observing it as well. The Chofetz Chaim brings out, beginning of the first pasuk, Ki Hashem Mekadishchem. The first pasuk that we learn after Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimah, the pasuk says, "You shall observe Shabbos; it's a sign between me and between you, forever, for generations, forever." Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, because I am Hashem who have made you holy. Explains the Chofetz Chaim that there is a Gemara that explains that Shabbos is a matana, is a gift that Hashem has given to the Jewish people, and it's a gift equivalent to a gift that a chosen gives a kala. Mekadishchem comes from the word kedushin as well. A person gets married to a woman, he's mekadish a woman. Hashem is mekadish the Jewish people. He's mekadish the Jewish people by giving them a Shabbos. This is the kedushin. It's like the ring that the chosen gives the kala, right, to finalize the kedushin, that finalized the kedushin with the Jewish people with this gift called Shabbos. And as you would imagine, this gift is kept very precious by the kala. If all of a sudden the kala doesn't, let's say, want to wear the ring that was given to her by the chassan, people might get the impression that something's going on over here. Maybe the relationship is beginning to wane or beginning to dissolve. And what should happen if suddenly people hear that the ring that was given to the kala by the chassan was returned back to the chassan? Then it's a clear fact that the kedushin was in jeopardy. The kedushin is about to be dissolved, if not dissolved already. The relationship that the Jewish people have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shabbos is an integral part of Yiddishkeit. It's not just a bonus, although the Gemara says it's a matana, but he packages this matana as a kedushin. This is the thing that binds the Jewish people together. The Jewish people are recognized as a people by the fact that they observe Shabbos. And that's another thing that is said in the same pasuk. Ki oisi li'olam. This is ki oisi b'ni u'b'neichem. Because this is a sign between me and between you. It's a sign. Today, you could be a Jew, legally a Jew, but the sign to know that you are a observant Jew is if you observe Shabbos. If a person does not observe Shabbos, that the sign that he's promoting to the public, to the outside world, is that he really isn't, look at least, like a Jew. He may be a Jew legally, he's born from a Jewish mother, and so forth, but as far as the ice, the sign, that sign is a reflection that he isn't a Jew. I say again, legally you could be a Jew, but the sign refers to or advertises or publicizes that his behavior is alien from being Jewish. And the Chofetz Chaim is a mashal. Let's say there's a tailor, and this tailor has a shingle on his store. Everybody knows that this person's doing business in his store. He's a tailor. People come in and out of his store to have repair done on their clothing, women on their dresses, and so forth. What should be, all of a sudden, people come to the store and see it locked. They may get a fear for a moment. Maybe he closed shop, he's no longer coming back. But someone passed by and said, you can't say that. You see, it's a big shingle. It says, Taylor, he's still around. That's a sign that he's still in business. He probably went on vacation for a week. Let's say, all of a sudden, people come by, and he's gone for a month. And they're wondering, maybe he's not well. Maybe he's closed his shop. He's not coming back. Again, people say, but you see, there's a sign, Taylor. He's coming back. Maybe he's not well. But what should it be if the shingle is no longer there and people who are used to coming to the store don't see the shingle? The people say, there's no Taylor here anymore because he took off his sign. At least that's the sign that he's here in this place. The sign that a person is a Jew, that people beyond him, beyond his premises, his house, know that he's Jewish, is that he observes Shabbos. When you observe Shabbos, that is your public statement that you are a Jew, you are an observant Jew. Everyone who remembers Olympia, York, builders, there's the Reichmans, who are famous for building projects and buildings and offices and so forth, right, had a tremendous, beautiful reputation to know these are the Sabbath observers. Because especially on a winter Friday, when Shabbos would start much earlier, let's say at 4:30, 4:45, everybody knew all the workers left before sundown. They left because this is a Jewish builder. He doesn't build on Sabbath. He doesn't build on Saturday. There was a public Kiddush Hashem. It was known because that is the message he gave by observing Shabbos. When we observe Shabbos, we bring this message out to, first of all, our families. We observe. We give this message to our neighbors up and down the block, and don't think that they don't know that. Everybody who knows that you're Jewish and you're observant knows you're a Sabbath observer. There's no secret about that. They know your car is parked in your driveway, and that's where it is the whole Shabbos. And what do you say about your community? And word spreads out that you're an observant Jew. This is the message you give to the public. Ki ois he, as the pasuk says, beini uveinechem, ledoros seichem. This is a sign between me and between you for generations. The mitzvah of Shabbos has been observed with tremendous, tremendous mesivas nefesh, with tremendous giving self-sacrifice to see that this bond between the Jew and his Creator shall not be broken. To make it a step, to take it a step further, I opened up in front of you all Vayechulu, it's in Kiddush. Look in the Kiddush, it's on page, what was it? Page 360 in the art school. We begin Kiddush with Yom HaShishi, and we start by Yochulu HaShemayim V'Oretz V'Chol Tzivoam. And the heavens and the earth were completed, and all of the celestial bodies. Vayachal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi malach le'asher asa. And Hashem has finished on the seventh day His work, which He has done. Now comes three powerful comments. Vayishpois b'yom ha'shvi mekom malach le'asher asa. It's not enough that He finished His work, but He rested. Vayishpois, it was an action, intentional action of rest. Vayishpois b'yom ha'shvi mekom malach le'asher asa. And He rested in the seventh day from all of His work, asher asa, which He has done. Then came the next powerful statement. Vayivorech Elokim. Hashem then blessed es yom hashvi'i, the seventh day. After He intentionally rested, He then blessed the seventh day. Then finally, what's the punchline? Vayikadesh Eisai. And then He made it holy. There are three steps over here we say in Vayechulu. First is Vayishpois. Next is Vayivorech. And then Vayikadesh. He first rested intentionally. Not He rested because He had nothing to do.
What does it mean that He rested?
He rested because He intentionally rolled, He modeled us.
But how can He rest?
He rested by intentionally not wanting to do anything. Make sure that there is nothing being done on the Sabbath day.
But He stopped creating?
Stopped creating. He rested by Yishpois. That's a verb. And He rested.
But He's creating every second.
Yeah.
Huh?
He's creating every second.
He's creating. I understand. We are right now, we're not splitting hairs. We're talking about what Hashem's intention was in creating the Shabbos. He created Shabbos. Vayichul Hashemayim is the pasuk we say in Bereishis. The pasuk that completes the seventh day in creating a Shabbos. We call it Shabbos Bereishis. The first Shabbos. In creating the first Shabbos, He intentionally vayishpois. He wanted us also to be vayishpois, that we should rest. And after He rested, is vayivorech. He blessed. Vayivorech Elokim. And finally, vayikadesh Eisai. He sanctified it. Blessing is a one level. Sanctifying Shabbos means it's a holy day. It's holy because it's different. It's not the week. It's not part of the week. It's the most important day of the week. Vayikadesh Eisai. Kedusha means holiness. Holiness means separate. We say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh by Kedusha in Shemona Esrei. You're saying God is separate from the world. He's separate from the mundane. He's separate on three levels, on three worlds. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Vayikadesh also. If He only remained with Vayivorech Elokim, then it would be blessed on a mundane level. But Vayikadesh also, He raised it to a level beyond, which means to say, Shabbos is not part of the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is beyond. Shabbos is holy. And you know how holy is Shabbos? Let's turn to another part of davening that you say every week. Let's turn to Lech HaDodi for a moment. If you don't mind, let's turn to Lech HaDodi. Let me tell you which page it's on.
316.
316, okay. Please turn. Here we go. There we go. In the Lech HaDodi that we usher in Shabbos, there is a very, very powerful statement that will further emphasize and explain the statement I just finished saying. I just finished going through Vayechulu, explaining to you that Shabbos is not another day of the week. Shabbos is Kadosh. But he made it separate. He made it special. Now you're going to soon see something in the Lach HaDodi you say all the time that will further emphasize the uniqueness of Shabbos. Let's look inside the second stanza. V'kla Shabbos l'chu v'nelcho. Call out to Shabbos. Come and go out and meet it. Go meet Shabbos. Ki hi mekor habracha. Because Shabbos is the source of all blessing. Me'reish mikedem nesucha. From the days of old, it was anointed. Sof ma'aseh b'machashav tekhila. It was the end of creation, yet it was the first of God's plan in His blueprint. Let me here further explain this. This stanza is going to take the Vayechulu that I just explained and bring it to a completely new level. I finished off telling you that Shabbos is not only as blessed, but Shabbos was made holy. What does that mean? That Shabbos is not another day of the week. Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is the, let's go back. Shabbos l'chu v'necha ki hi mekor habracha. It's the source of all blessing. Hashem blessed Shabbos, and that's the source of all blessing. Me'reish miketem nesucha. From the days of old, from the time of creation, it was anointed. Soiv maseh, it was the end of creation, but b'achshav v'techila. It was in God's blueprint and God's intention. In other words, when Hashem created the world of 6 days, in His blueprint, it was there with a Shabbos. The blueprint, a person builds a building, he has it all written out on his blueprint. He knows every spot for every room. He knows where every nut and bolt goes. He knows where all the wires and pipes go. It's all in the blueprint. Before they even dig a shovel full of dirt, it's all in the blueprint. It's there. When Hashem created the world in 6 days, He had a blueprint. The blueprint was that there has to be a Shabbos. If there wouldn't be a Shabbos, there wouldn't be 6 days. There wouldn't be a world. The world had to have a Shabbos. And therefore, after we finish our lesson today, you'll understand how lucky we are for having a Shabbos and how unfortunate the world is, how unlucky they are for seeming to be busy 7 days running around, making money, running and having, quote, in their opinion, a good time. And they don't have that blessing of a day of rest, the day of bracha, the day of getting to touch with eternity. They don't have that. In this Likra Shabbos L'chu V'nelcha that we just got through saying, that Shabbos is the source of all bracha. Think of a wheel. A wheel revolves around the axle. If there wouldn't be the axle in the center, then the wheel wouldn't turn. The wheel, and picture this in your mind, has spokes. 6 spokes. The 6 spokes are attached to the center. Once it's attached to the center, it can revolve. If it didn't have the center to revolve around, it wouldn't go. The 6 days of creation, the 6 days of work, was intended to be with the Shabbos. Like a wheel can only turn when there is an axle that's in the center. Without the axle, it wouldn't turn. It doesn't revolve around anything. That's what it says over here. Soif Maisa b'machshava techila. It was the end of creation, but it was at the beginning of his plan, when he made a plan. Lahavdol, Elav Havdolis, in your mind, you think you're going to make a plan. You want to build a building. So in your mind, you're thinking of how tall you want the building to be, and you want to know how long and how wide and how strong. But when you build a building, you're thinking about a foundation, on what you're going to build it on. Without a foundation, it's not going to be built. So you have to have a plan. When Hashem built or created the world, the plan was that there should be a Shabbos. Isn't it interesting to note that for the Jewish people, we don't have names for Sunday, Monday. These are non-Jewish names. And really, to an extent, these are names of idols. Monday, the moon day, Sunday, the Sunday. We don't have that. We have Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi'i. You understand? What is it for? Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos. Because we have only the name of the week. It's all built on Shabbos. Everything's built on Shabbos. If we didn't have Shabbos, the world wouldn't be. I hope that's very clear. So therefore, how important it is that we understand that when we observe Shabbos, we are touching with eternity. We are touching with Hashem. We observe the Vayishpais, the resting, then we are entitled to the Vayivarech, to the blessing. And if we are going to truly be entitled to the blessing, then we'll be privileged to the Yekadesh, to the holiness of Shabbos. Now the question is, how much holiness is there that the Almighty will allow you to have? You want to know? That's another thing that we say Friday night. I'm not sure if you say it, but I say it in my Zemiris, and I'll show you where it.
Yedid Nefesh?
Not Yedid Nefesh. Turn to 362. Please, 362. This will now define how much holiness you want to take from Shabbos. We just now established that Shabbos is a Makor HaBracha. It's a source of blessing. And by observing Shabbos, you're blessed. And if you observe it, then you are touching eternity. Vayikadosh Hashem. Because Kedusha means it's beyond the norm. My next question is, how much do you want to be blessed? How much do you want to take from Shabbos? That's the next question. It's in your hands. Look at the Zemer that we say, or that many people say on Shabbos. Kol Mekadesh Shvi, are you there? You have it? On the top of 362. Kol Mekadesh Shvi Kavoy Eloi. All of those who sanctify Shabbos that is fitting to him. Kol Shoyma Shabbos Kadosh Mechal Eloi. All those people who guard Shabbos according to the laws, mechalalo, from desecrating it. There are two levels of observing of Shabbos. One level of Shabbos is karoyalo, as fitting as he does whatever he can to observe the laws of Shabbos to a T. Then there's another level of observing Shabbos, mechalalo. I won't desecrate Shabbos. For example, I'll put my TV on a timer. Not desecrating Shabbos. It's not the same. Because putting on a TV is not in the spirit of Shabbos. Light is in the spirit of Shabbos. You know why it is? because that's why we light Shabbos candles. That there should be awe, there should be light in the home. You understand what I'm saying? There are two ways of observing Shabbos. Koroyulai, fitting it, or another way of observing Shabbos is from desecrating it.
Refraining from it.
I'm sorry?
Refraining from it.
Refraining.
What was it? Refraining from it.
The thing,
the first one?
First thing is from fitting, from observing it appropriately with all its details. And another way of serving Shabbos, of observing Shabbos, is from desecrating it. You understand? You hold yourself back. So what is the next sentence? Look in the next sentence in your Zema. What does it say? Scharai harbe ma'id api pa'alai. His reward will be enormous according to his deed. Ish al machneu v'ish al diglai. Each man according to his camp and according to his flag. What does that mean? The way you want to observe Shabbos is that's how God will bless you. You want to be blessed with a level of blessing that is koroyulai, fitting for the observing of Shabbos. Then scharai harbe miyayid. Then the reward is enormous. If you want to just absorb it from desecrating it, you get it also according to the level of your observance. You have to understand it's in our hands. We learn that the Torah teaches us that the mitzvahs of Shabbos are connected to the laws of building the Mishkan, which is in Parashat Vayakel, where it mentions there that the laws of Shabbos are connected right back to back with the building of the Mishkan. And we learn from that that just like it took the Mishkan 39 major activities to build the Mishkan, and therefore we learn from that 39 major activities are required to you can desecrate Shabbos with the 39 activities. So that's what we're learning from. In either case, the Jew who wants to fulfill Shabbos Koroyulai is in a much higher level than the Jew who fulfills Shabbos from the level from Kadosh Mechalalai, from he's refraining from desecrating it. In both levels he's refraining, and in both levels he is blessed. But you have to know there's an enormous difference. We have to strive as much as we can to grow. And with this I just want to finish about myself. My grandfather, and I mentioned it perhaps other occasion, came to America at the beginning of the 1900s. It's a very religious Jew. Did not want to desecrate Shabbos. And in order, in those days, the Jewish people were challenged by having to work on Shabbos. The Jewish people were challenged by having to work on Shabbos because they would lose their job if they wouldn't work on Shabbos. The man said, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't come in on Sunday. My grandfather, Rav Benzion Moshe ben Rav Nachman Tzvi, my grandfather, to make a living, would schlep sacks of coal and seltzer bottles on his shoulders. Now, the seltzer bottle in those days were made out of not plastic but glass, and they were heavy, empty. And if you remember from the olden time of a seltzer bottle, that you would shed seltzer bottles on your shoulder, three or four flights to sell and make a living. Or bags of coal, because that's how they would fuel their ovens, with coal. He would come home every day exhausted or black from the coal, and he would just fall apart on the sofa to catch his breath. This is how he made his living, in order not to desecrate Shabbos. And I feel For that reason, I'm here to tell you, Kol Shem Shabbos, Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoyolai. I'm here as a religious Jew, perhaps because of the Mesiras Nefesh of my grandfather not wanting to give up Shabbos. And many can tell that same story. Why? Because it wasn't easy at those times. Here, you want to observe Shabbos, it's so easy. You want to cook for Shabbos, you can cook what you want, go to Sobeys and buy everything in an hour, everything's prepared. Shabbos is geschmack. It's tremendous, it's lovely, it's delightful, it's tasty.
But it's also easy.
It's much easier. But we're challenged today with different mitzvahs. We're challenged today with different mitzvahs. Then at the beginning of the 1900s, that was the challenge of the day. But don't forget what we said, the three levels. HaYakadosh Baruch Hu, we say Vayachulu. Vayishpais, Hashem intentionally made Shabbos a day of rest. Not because he stopped working because there was nothing left to do. It was Vayishpais. And because it was Vayishpais, it's Vayivorech. He blessed it. And then it was Vayakadosh. If we go to Shabbos with this kind of attitude, then we are certainly worthy of being blessed, us and our families, and this therefore will help us be zocha to get all of the blessings that Shabbos has to offer. If you touch Shabbos in the right way, then Shabbos will touch you. Have a wonderful week.